yield any remaining time they may have to other speakers. If there is a group, there will be one speaker for the group. Anyone speaking must stand and address the Board of Trustees. There will be no side conversations. Anyone not following the above rules will be asked to leave the meeting. The length of the meeting is from 7 p.m., which is not 7 p.m., it's from 6 until 7 or whenever it's over. And the hearing is for the purpose of comments for the public, and no decision will be made by the Board of Trustees at the public hearing for the budget. Okay, Guy, would you present?
So, unfortunately, the projector burned it out trying to set it up, turn the lamp out. So, we have to do this. You have the paper. We'll go through it and buy it. So, we'll start with the overview. We're going to talk about the budget timeline. We'll look quickly at a very high level summary of the budget compared to last year. And then we'll go through each of the lines, each of the funds, revenue, and expenditure in the A fund and then the water fund. This year we started the budget timeline, or in the next slide, slide three. We started the timeline quite early. We began with quarterly budget review meetings. September 26th was our first. The beginning of December was the second. At the end of December, we had a public hearing for the tax cap override law, which we enacted later that evening. But as you'll see, we don't need to use that with the tentative budget. January 29th was our first budget workshop. We had another one February 26th, and we had a final one on March 5th. And tonight is a budget hearing, and at the regular meeting we have on the agenda at least a decision for the budget. Next slide, slide four, budget summary. In the general fund we have appropriations of $691,982. We anticipate revenues of $289,607. We have a $90,000 unexpended balance. That leaves the remainder of $312,375 to be raised by property taxes. In the water fund, the appropriation is $236,365. We anticipate revenues from fees as well as penalties of $234,828. And we have to use a little bit of an unexpended balance there to pay for the appropriations. You can see that we have our previous year assessed value of total assessed value for the village properties of just shy of $63 million. This year's current assessed value is about $63.5 million. A difference of $682,000. So there's an increase in our value of our valuation of properties. The $312,375 of tax levy comes to $4.92. For the tax rate per $1,000 of assessed value. That compares to last year's of $4.85 or $4.86 for a change of about 6.5 cents per $1,000. As everyone knows, there's a state law that's a tax cap where we can only raise a certain percentage of the tax every year based on the levy from the previous year. This year, we were allowed under that cap to raise the taxes by $9,187. The budget that we put together only raises it by $7,518. So we're within the cap. And for the folks who weren't here at the first budget workshop, the requested budget was in excess of the tax cap. So we made some, decisions like we always have to do every year. Some things we can do and some things we can't. And we got that down to increase of $7,518. Next slide. Looking at the tax levy over the last 5 years, that's the top chart. And you can see that, we remain within a range of between $340,000 and about $300,000. And we're right there this year again. For those who are interested in looking at total tax burden, I guess you can think of it that way, based on where you live in different places. And I got this from the OS, Office of the State Comptroller's website. They put together and figure out the rates in the areas that overlap, like the village and the towns, like we have in Nassau and Skodak. And they look at the tax burdens, and you can see that in the people in the village of Nassau, solely in the village of Nassau, pay a total in 2012. Unfortunately, they don't have their updated numbers, so this is the 2012 number, of $28.64 per $1,000. That includes your school taxes, the local taxes for the village, and your portion of the town taxes. If you live outside the village of Nassau, in the town of Nassau, you pay $28.14 per $1,000 of assessed value, so it's very close. In Skodak, you have a little bit different there, $30.87 compared to $29 per $1,000. And there's an example there of what that ends up being in real dollars for a house assessed at $125,000, or property assessed at $125,000. Okay, so next slide. We're into General Fund A revenues, your anticipated revenues. You can look, you just have the last 4 years worth of data. This year we anticipate $321,000 from property taxes as well as penalties on late taxes and the like. Non-property taxes we anticipate about $71,000, which is right in line with what we have in the past. It's actually a little bit higher than we had the past couple of years. For departmental revenue, we anticipate $119,705. The difference between last year and this year is really we raised the revenue anticipated from fines, forfeitures, and bail, the line there. We increased it. I think last year we had it about $40,000. This year we moved that up to $43,000, given what we had seen in, over the last couple of years. State funding and aid increased to $89,535. The increase is mainly the CHIPS funding that we get. And miscellaneous went down because we paid off the bond on the truck, so we don't have to move money from one fund to the other. $601,000 total. This next chart, the next page, shows you the relative proportion of where the revenues come from. And you can see that really it's pretty flat over time, with the exception of last year, the purple year. We had state funding and aid was down relative to other time periods. But otherwise, really not too much happening there. Revenue's coming from where it usually comes from. Okay, so we'll move on to the next slide, slide 8, general fund expenditures. We've broken up the budget, the detailed budget that you have, into categories that we think make sense. So things like legislative and executive is the board and the mayor's salary, the so that's probably the attorney.
False information here.
The attorney. Administrator of finances, the clerk, and the treasurer. Central and shared services include things that are used on this in this building that are shared amongst several departments. Public Works is the highway department mainly. Public Safety is the police department and the animal control. Planning and zoning is building inspector and code enforcement. Judicial is the court system. Other services and sort of include things like. Veteran services and playgrounds and celebrations, beautification committee, things like that. Employee benefits include the village's contribution to health insurance as well as our payments to the retirement system. And the debt service is what you pay on any bonds that we have. So we paid off one of the bonds this year, so that went to zero. The public works increased by a significant portion. Part of that is the project that we anticipate, the paving project we anticipate this year, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And the central and shared services is the increase, and we'll talk about this, why that increased so much. One of them is because our insurance policy, we had to renew it this year, and it went up by $10,000, and we also anticipate putting in one of the speed indicator signs. Let me go into the proportions and I'll explain exactly how that's run. So if you look at these over time, this goes onto two charts because there's so many different categories. But you can see that as a proportion of all of the expenditures, the place where we spend the most money is in the highway department. That hasn't really changed. You can see the big drop in the public safety several years ago when we knocked out many of the hours for patrols. That's remained under 20% for the past few years. Administration and finance has pretty much remained the same. Central insurance services is going up again. We had the increase in our insurance. On the next slide, you can see really flat in terms of proportion of expenditures across the different kinds of categories. Employee benefits actually shows a bit of a decrease. And that's really basically because we don't spend as much on the police department anymore, so they don't contribute as much to the retirement fund. Okay, so the next slide. These are the initiatives we anticipate this year coming out of A fund. The first, as I mentioned, was a street paving project. This is the same street paving project that the board decided to do last year, but couldn't figure out how to pay for it. It consists of Maple Ave, the remainder of McClellan that was left over from the previous paving project 2 years ago, Mir Street, Park Ave, and the remainder of Westbrook Drive that was left over from the last paving project. Now, as we all know, this year was tough on the roads, so we may have some other roads to do or some portions of roads to do, and we'll find out more once the spring breaks a little bit and we get a chance to look. Later, the next meeting, we'll talk about some of the problems even that. The second thing, the second and third things go together. We've been for most of the past couple of years, we've been putting money away in capital funds, a little bit, a few thousand dollars here, a few thousand dollars there. And what we're going to try to do this year is develop a formal plan to do capital equipment replacement. That's the vehicles in the highway department as well as the police department. And other capital projects that we may want to do, such as larger road projects and things like that. But instead of just putting the money away and keeping it there, we actually want to have a plan to use it. It makes more sense that way, and it allows people to know what we anticipate doing. It's also going to, I think, dovetail well with the new master plan that will be coming in the next year or so. We anticipate in the next fiscal year, 2014-2015, installing solar speed indicator sign number 2. I say number 2 because we discovered in our budget review that we actually have enough money to pay for the first sign this year, and we will do that this year. We have a property reassessment, and we have found a source to partially fund it through the New York State Department of Tax and Finance, a program called Aid for Cyclical Reassessment. And I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but basically it gives you, it requires that you do a reassessment every fourth year, which is 2014-15 is actually the fourth year anyway, it's the last one, but it requires a four-year cycle, and in the years that you do the reassessment, they give you $5 per property to do the assessment. And if you recall from the budget workshops, we had a quote somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. If we got $5 per property in the village, that would be almost $2,500 towards that. So it partially pays for that assessment. It does require, though, the program requires that you enter a plan and stick with a plan that does those cyclical reassessments every 4 years. They want you to at least have a four-year plan to get paid the first time. So you do one the year you get it, and then you do it in the last year. There'll be questions about that, we'll talk. We have a couple of technological investments. There's some workstation network backup system. Right now we're running in the village without a backup system for our computers, with the exception of the police department has one. But in general, we don't have that. And that's a problem. I, you know, just recently, well, not recently, over time, we've had problems with the roof and water coming in and the computer's getting wet. And thankfully, we haven't had any problems, but you never know. So we're gonna fix that. We also have some tax collection software that we're going to purchase that will help make the tax collection more efficient. We'll know exactly when bills get paid. The folks won't get billed multiple times, hopefully. They may pay multiple times, which the software can't help us fix, because some people just pay, the bank pays and they pay. This will make it more efficient on our end. We have a records management project, and we talked about this a couple times this year. Our records room is completely filled. We have put a small amount of money, about $250, towards having our records management project to clean up that room a little bit. So that's one thing. We're going to complete the renovations at Ben Stanley Park. We have been given some equipment. There's a donation from the family in the area. And we also have some money put aside to buy additional equipment and buy some of the other materials necessary to bring that Ben Stanley Park up to code for our insurance purposes, as well as just replacing the broken and old outdated pieces. We have some of that happening this year in the spring, and we'll complete that next year. We also did some updating for salaries in many of the departments, a small increase across legislative and executive, public works, public safety. Police department hadn't seen an increase since 2008 and perhaps even 2006, I can't remember off the top of my head. And administration and finance, as well as safety inspections. So that's the A fund issues. We'll go quickly into the F fund because there's less things going on there. Slide 12. Water fund revenues. Revenues coming through fees as well as the late fees. We'll anticipate $234,828. Next slide. The expenditures. Total of $236,365 across these categories: administration, operations, employee benefits, miscellaneous, and debt service. The debt service is, of course, for the tank. We're paying that for the next 10 years. You'll notice that over time, the employee benefits have gone up. We decided last year that we were going to equitably split the employee benefits from the A fund and F fund. So we made that change. We can look at the next slide. You can see where the changes in where the money in that fund goes towards. And you can see that the big drop in the debt service, where one of the bonds was paid off a few years back. Employee benefits increasing over time in terms of the share. Okay, so initiatives. So we have five things. We're going to complete the generator project. We're going to start it this spring. Again, we found we had money to do it. We're getting quotes on a lot of the things right now, a lot of the features in that right now. So we're going to have a backup generator. It'll be propane fired. And you know, if there's anything left over that we don't do this year, we'll do it next year. We certainly shouldn't be much left over. We're going to continue contribute to the capital replacement and projects capital funds. And again, you know, I hope that we can develop a formal water main maintenance and upgrade plan. We have a couple of definite areas that we've talked about, and sort of figuring out when we can do that, and you know, what's our goal in terms of the number of dollars we need in order to do those things. We had some updates in salaries and operations and administration. And of course, we had to update the residential and the commercial. Well, we updated the commercial rates last meeting, and I believe updating the residential rates is on this meeting. So we'll see some increases there, too. Okay, so that's all I have. And I'll go back and sit there, and we can open up the public.
Thanks, guys. Good job. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Yeah.
Going to open up the meeting for a public comment. Bill, you have to find in. State your name and...
3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a big crowd today.
I'm Bill Ayer, 13 McClellan Drive, Village of Nassau and Thomasville. First of all, let me thank the board for going through with what I consider is a very fine project, and that's the purchase of the Mobile Speed Indicators. I do have a question, though, on the property reassessment. As you know, I live in two different areas, and as a matter of fact, the town of Skodak is doing a reassessment this year, this coming year. Lori, I don't know, did you talk with anybody in the town of Skodak?
I did not.
Did not?
No.
Okay. Now, we're getting $5 times roughly 500 properties. How much money is being allocated out of the village budget to complete this? How much money have you put aside in the budget for the completion of the reassessment? Is it only the 2,500 estimate, or is there more than that?
We put up to...
I think I can. I remember that the estimate that you received from the gentleman Bob was between $3,000 and $5,000. So
okay.
It would be between $5,000 and $2,500.
Okay. How many actual properties were sold within the village since the last reassessment?
I don't have that at my fingertips, Bill.
Well, you have the information here on file.
I'm sure it's sitting right in Missy's office. Yes.
Sorry.
I said I'm sure it's we're sitting right in Missy's office, yes.
But you don't know how many properties were sold?
I don't have that off the top of my head, no.
Well, you know that the reassessment is based on a number of properties.
It's based on sales, correct, yes.
Okay. You think it's really worthwhile performing this thing? We're committing the village every 4 years into this money. And unless there's been sufficient sales, it doesn't make any sense. There's a very good chance that in the town of Skodak, total reassessment will go down, not up. Does that make any sense for the village? I don't think so. How about the town of Nassau? Are they reassessing this year?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's a public comment. You are to provide comments. It's not a question and answer. That's not what a public hearing is. You provide us with your comments. We then, in turn, sit here and discuss them. If it's a question and answer, I'll be more than glad to go off record and talk to you.
Okay.
Okay?
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Anybody else public comment on the budget? Bob, you came in late. You want to look at it? Or John?
No, I'm good.
Martin?
I think they did an excellent job.
Can I have a second? Can I ask a question with that?
Sure.
I heard mention there.
Are you on the list? Wait a minute.
They're putting money aside for a project or something like that?
We're putting money in a capital fund.
And I asked this question before, I think, is about the water fund. Like, they couldn't save money for a project because you're not allowed to do that?
No, we can do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No, you can do
it. I put money in a capital fund, okay, for upcoming projects. That's one of the reasons why we have the money we have in this budget for the generator. I was looking ahead. Okay, instead of putting a tax burden on one big hunk.
Instead of go getting the bond.
Correct. The less that has to come out of your pocket in a bond, the better off we are. So I think we're all being proactive to see, like, down the line, the dump truck's going to have to be replaced, not so quick, but other things going to have to be done. Okay, and we're thinking ahead, so it's not a big tax burden. And that's why we're able to keep our tax levy down to only a 6 cent increase per thousand. So yeah, we're thinking ahead, and that's why we started the budget process sooner, so we're not waiting for the last minute and getting anything hashed out. And I think we're doing this so we're looking long-term, too, not year-to-year.
Well, it hasn't been done in the past, has it? I mean,
well, no, it's been year-to-year. Now we're looking what's going to happen. We're going to probably be starting looking at the budget quarterly. We are looking at quarterly, so we know where we are and progress. So we're not waiting until the last minute. Okay. Yeah, there is money being put away for future things. All right. Did that answer your question? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. Well, I don't know how. Like, you raise the water rates for, maybe I'm asking the wrong question now.
Well, the water rates are being increased, okay.
For commercial.
Commercial and residential. Residential, commercial first and residential in October. Because testing has gone up, chemicals have gone up, electricity has gone up, and eventually, the water fund has always been in the black, okay? I want to keep it in the black, so it's not in the red. So, I think, am I out of line to think what we increased the commercial rates to?
Mm-hmm.
We went 2%, right? Sure. We went 2% increase on the commercial rates, okay? Which, if you equate, it's like the school was like $20 or 20, you know, commercial, it's not very much, but it helps keep us on the black, okay. Chlorine goes up, okay. I think, I mean, a lot of the board members don't see exactly how much one test costs, but
I think my question is leading to, you know, we don't know how much water the commercial people use, correct? We have an estimate,
right?
Anybody else that's in the commercial business doing anything with, they always do it with meters. I mean, is it worthwhile to have meters on these?
We looked into it, and the cost to put meters in was putting out a bond for the village.
Really?
Okay, yeah. It was extremely expensive because there was houses with different size copper going into it, and then Tony would have to go in people's houses to...
Not the hell, I'm talking residential.
Right.
Or commercial.
If you do one, you got to do them all, John.
Really?
Yes. You can't just single out two or three commercials or two or three, it's got to be done through the whole village. And that was the big, I think, when the previous administration looked into it. This is phenomenal. At the point we're here. So, I mean, we're doing okay where we are. Okay?
I mean, just $12 don't seem like a lot.
But at the end of the year, it adds up and it keeps us in the black. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it works.
Yeah, and you know, like as I said, you know, this year we want to focus on actually coming up with a plan to, as Randy said, to figure out what year do we anticipate having to place the truck. That gives us a chance to figure out a goal of how much money we need to raise. So every year we can say raise $8,000 towards the truck. That way, you know, it we never have to pay $50,000 out of one budget. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it so that we can actually survive and still stay within this 2% tax cap that we're held to.
And not to go into the capital fund or any, you know, or any, I mean, you know, not capital fund, but
bonding.
Yes, answer your question, Bill.
I have one other question here for Guy. In a recent paid advertisement, he made the statement
Bill, this pertains to the budget hearing, not, you can bring that up at the meeting, okay?
Regular meeting? Okay.
Yeah, please, if you ask, right. Okay, this is just on the budget, okay?
Okay.
We have to
check
this, okay? Anybody else, any comments?
No, I think we did a good job. I think we were transparent. We invited everybody to 3 budget workshops.
It was understandable. You can understand it.
Good. I'm hopeful that as we move through this process, it becomes easier for everybody to understand it.
Dick, do you want to close the hearing?
Oh, I'll make a motion. We clear it. Public hearing.
Right. You got a second on that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming to the budget hearing. We'll see you at 7 o'clock.